This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
6295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. We head right to Washington. Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News out of the chute. A lot of conversation about doctors and Republicans and guys like Lindsey Graham saying he's ready to issue even a subpoena over Trump's wiretap claim. So we've got wiretapping. We've got problems with what are we going to do with ACA. And there's this wild tug of war going on with the Republicans for sure. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, Kate, like you said, things are busy over here, but I'm doing well.
They're never going to not be busy. I just want you to know that. This administration...
It doesn't get better, is what you're saying.
It doesn't get better. It doesn't. Just anytime you can get some time off, just lose your phone.
Got it.
That's what you do.
Okay. You hear it eventually implants itself, you know? Just
I know.
The skin kind of grows around it.
I know. I had that same problem. So what's happening with Obamacare's repeal? The White House and now some of the Republican leaders say they're just pushing aside all of the criticism, but some of the criticism is coming from Republicans.
Yeah, that's right. So like you said, some of the criticism is coming from Republicans, and that's coming from the Republicans that are further right. And what they take issue with is a tax credit that's proposed. So instead of having these income-based subsidies that were included in the Affordable Health Care Act, the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, Obamacare, had these income-based subsidies. The replacement will have tax credits. And like I said, the far right says that this is like another entitlement, and they are opposed to that. And then, of course, there's also opposition on the left. So people are saying this is kind of dead in the water right now.
Yeah, I like how you said that, kind of dead in the water, no pun intended there. But
no pun intended, no. I'm not quite that crude.
But in the meantime, for the Democrats, you know, they're just sticking to the same thing. That look, what's going to happen to Medicaid? Some of what's being proposed here just absolutely cannot happen. And of course, some of this was part of the conversation on what was called International Women's Day. Was there a lot of people in Washington? Were there a lot of people wearing red? Was there kind of a recognition for that?
Yeah, there was definitely a recognition for that. And there were a good number of people wearing red. There were small events taking place also. So this is something that, as you've seen, also got play in the press. There weren't as many people, I will say, marching in Washington that there were right during the Women's March. But that also took place on the weekend, and I think there was more notice. You know, it coincided with the inauguration, so there was a different spirit behind it. But people took notice, yeah. And there were, beyond Washington, there were rallies in other parts of the country. There were rallies in Philadelphia, Baltimore, Milwaukee. There was one in Berkeley. You know, several school districts actually closed for the day. I think one in Alexandria, Virginia, Prince George's County, Maryland. And one in North Carolina also, recognizing that they might not have the labor force to run their school system.
Yeah, wow, interesting. And as I swing back to the Trump administration, there's reports about what's going to happen with the budget, et cetera. But one of the things that we're hearing is that the HUD funding would get cut by $6 billion. That's a pretty big axe to swing in that direction, isn't it?
That is a big, a big axe to swing in that direction. And I think that something that you could, I don't know if this is at all reassuring, that these leaks are happening, right? That the number is getting out. And we've seen other, when talking about cuts to other parts of the budget, and right now I'm thinking about the cuts like USAID, into the State Department. There was some pushback within the State Department and within USAID to those proposed cuts. So right now that is proposed. Whether that will make it through, you know, Congress is another question.
Oh, yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. Absolutely.
And also, I guess before I let you go, or before you let me go, I will say, I mean, this isn't, right, there's cuts across the board, and that should be noted.
Right.
The Post is reporting on, it seems like, most of this, but like you mentioned, there's HUD, and another important one that they've reported on over the weekend is NOAA,
yes.
The National Oceanic Atmospheric Association. They promoted the leak from the administration said they were proposed like a 17% cut, which would be a huge blow to this organization that studies right the atmosphere and the ocean and climate science and all of the above.
Yeah, wow, it's wild to see what's happening. And I know they were pretty upset at NASA. I talked to some people there, and we talked about that on the air to be sure. Yeah, so I guess you know, when you talk about the weather, I did the weather for 2 seconds in my career when I was in television, Lori, and I just, you know, I was in the Midwest, and I pointed to the East Coast, and the farmer said, does she know where the Midwest is? But for a few days, because I knew how to use the computer, I did it. And let me tell you, you rely on some of that forecasting that comes down so you know what's going on with the weather. So it really could cause some interesting ripple effects if in fact that's the end of NOAA, or at least most of it. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the weather.
Yeah, and beyond, there's right NOAA satellites do monitor the weather. And they monitor how, like, the water cycle, how the Earth breathes, so to say, you know. There's a lot that goes into it. By the way, I could totally imagine you being a wonderful weather woman.
Yeah, right.
I can picture it.
Oh, it worked out for just a couple of days, I think, and then I went back to news after that. I got over it very quickly. Lori, always fun with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so as I peel back the onion on that a little bit, pull back the layers of the onion a little bit. It's true. I was in television, and I am a CNN correspondent from time to time. Now, still, you may catch me on a couple of things, but I started in television, and because I knew how to use, I'll finish that story out, because I knew how to use the weather computer because I was smart enough to know how to press a few buttons, they asked me to do the weather, and it's like, ooh, what, are you kidding me? And, of course, weather to farmers is a big deal, and I was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. I tried really, really hard. And actually, the farmers liked me. I used to go out and do a lot of stories on farms, but I did my part. I was a team player and filled in, but the weather was not for me. Let's put it that way. Hey, speaking of weather, I'm going to stick this in here because it fits. Southern California, they say, could be in trouble with earthquakes. Scientists found a new fault line. They say could be a magnitude 7.4 earthquake in the region. Other researchers say it's already long overdue for a whopper of one in the San Andreas Fault, so there's a lot of concern. The fault line is capable of a quake that would impact 20 million people in L.A. and San Diego. So you can imagine they already shook people up when they announced this fault and talked about that they found it. And I actually went, because I used to live in California, I went and I looked at the line. Oh, my. You know, through just past Dana Point, if you know that area, all the way down to Torrey Pines, where they play that golf tournament. And I love when these geologists say, we're long overdue. We did a study and we're long overdue. Over the past 1,200 years, large earthquakes occur every 100 years. So what are people supposed to do with that? I don't know. Leave L.A. and San Diego? 911 couldn't call it in Dallas. We'll tell you why next.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We have an existing committee, the Intelligence Committee, looking at all aspects of what may have been done last year related to the Russians or the campaigns, and we'll leave it there.
Have you seen any evidence of that, Mr. Leader? Some garden.
No, I haven't.
Tap, tap, who is wiretapping who? Wow, this whole wiretap deal has been crazy, right? So let's play connect the dots for a second. Then I'm going to tell you about the 911 snafu in Dallas, Texas. AT&T actually having problems in a few areas. But as for wiretapping, are you shocked that that little device in your pocket that you think is so safe and so cool and you post pictures with it and your kids Snapchat and the things disappear and they make dog faces out of your faces? And who knows? WikiLeaks says it has the CIA's hacking secrets. And so that's, I'll tell you, crazy. I mentioned that the other day, the big data dump that they've got. And as for the wiretaps, is it fantasy land or is it reality? What is really going on with wiretapping? First, you had Trump talk about Obama. Trump and Obama haven't spoken since the inauguration. I guess their advisors have. You've got a bunch of senators looking for evidence to support Trump's wiretapping claim. Lindsey Graham was pretty vocal about this, the Grahamster, grandstanding. And leaders of a congressional inquiry, which he's part of that, into Russia's efforts to sway the U.S. election, called on the Justice Department to produce any evidence that supports this wiretapping allegation. So you had Graham, Sheldon Whitestone, the acting deputy attorney general, FBI director James Comey, all are saying that, you know, we got to get to the bottom of this. We got to produce the paper trail created when the criminal division secures warrants for wiretaps, which they have them. So if they've secured these wiretaps, then we would have a paper trail, theoretically, right? Because remember, last weekend, Trump tweeted that former President Barack Obama had tapped his phones at Trump Tower during the election. Trump didn't have any evidence of this, and now they're trying to figure out where that evidence is, if there is any evidence on that. So to that I say, good luck. We'll see what turns up. Who elected Donald Trump? He said it's going to raise the cost of gasoline for millions of motorists, 30 cents a gallon. It's going to raise the cost of cars, 2,500. Raise the cost of stuff you buy at Walmart and Kmart. You know, do you want to finance a corporate tax? And Forbes says countries around the world affected by such a tax would retaliate. So you'd have everything disrupted, and you would divide your base. Now, the Trump administration has yet to officially weigh in on the Republican proposal. But Larry Kudlow, who is a top economic advisor to Trump's campaign, said the White House is leaning toward a levy. Even Senator Jeff Flake, an Arizona Republican, said it would be super bad for business. Because whether you're talking about specialty parts, raw materials, whatever, 50% of the imports consist of the inputs for production and manufacturing. So in the long run, do you take that hit or not? Long run, short run. Because here's the thing. I think once you take the higher tax, they're never rolled back. Never. Classically, that's not what I've seen. Right? So, we've seen that happen in other places. Oh, don't worry, we'll pull it back down. And then it doesn't get pulled back down. So once you start to throw that idea around and you start to look at the production of value of that, it gets crazy. You know, there's other places, like you think in Ireland, they pay no corporate tax. No corporate tax. So which direction is the right direction? I mean, most of our business owners, it's small business in the United States, right? That's the makeup of the entrepreneurs and some of these businesses. And if you smack a giant tax on them, ooh. And with the hours, with the money already dumped into it, that's a backbreaker. Because what kind of businesses are we talking about? And that's where it's vague, because there are different kinds of businesses. So, who should be taxed? Who is it that's going to be taxed? And then what happens to the jobs? I mean, this is nothing new. The corporate tax is too high. The corporate tax, when you can go to places, which I saw Apple when I was in Ireland, when they can go and have other spots, they're going to do it. And that's why that happened in the first place, right? So I don't know, how far does it go? And what does that look like? So I would say, to me, this is another one of those vague, not threats, but vague possibilities. But what is the end game? You're supposed to go into this knowing what the intent is for the end. And I think that's part of the problem. It seems like we never, or politicians, are never really doing that. Really, it's best to figure out the end and work backwards in a sense. But that's the last thing that ever happens. And that's a problem. Because what is the end game? What is going to happen in the end? And who is really going to pay the price? Who is really going to end up being stuck? By the way, for all of the criticism of Rex Tillerson, how about this one? He recused himself from the Keystone XL pipeline project. Yeah, I didn't even realize this, and of course it makes complete sense. The State Department announced it. The environmental group Greenpeace has called for Tillerson, the former CEO of ExxonMobil, to take that step. The pipeline, which could bring oil from Canada to the U.S., was halted by Obama, but Trump wants it back. Tillerson decided in early February not to be involved in the Trans-Canada application. He hasn't worked on it at all. The State Department doesn't play any role in any of the deliberations or the resolution that whatever becomes. That's not what he does. He doesn't want to get in the middle of it because think of the connections to Exxon. And it makes complete sense because no harm, no foul if he's never involved in it. Versus if he's heavily, heavily involved. And really, he couldn't be because of his previous life. So I would have to say you give Rex Tillerson some kudos, in a sense, for doing that. Not waiting for someone to uncover something, not saying, oh, I'm just going to be there anyway. No excuses, realizing, oh, no, this doesn't look right. If nothing else, I can't have this happen. I have to recuse myself. And trust me, people are looking. So that was smart. Very, 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 very smart to do that. Knowing that everybody and their brother is going to look under the hood. Wait a second, how can that be? That doesn't make any sense. And it wouldn't. I mean, if it had gone that way, then it would be that the look of it being improper. Whether it was or not, or whether it is or not, better to not even attempt to go in that direction. Coming up, a cowboy hits the road, Jack. Who is it and what the heck am I?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Traded rather than released by the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, yes, indeed. I spent some time with a pretty good source tonight. And let's just say Houston Texans are looking pretty good. Denver Broncos may want a piece. I don't know if that happens. It's the lean is more toward the Texans. There is still some confusion, but not confusion over the future of Romo. I mean, this is pretty much it for him. In fact, on his Instagram, he was smart to do this because, listen, he had a good career with the Dallas Cowboys in the sense that he had fan support, and even if he had some critics, they weren't ridiculous, I think, as far as Tony Romo is concerned. And he had a great run, actually, for partially because of that reason. So I'm going to throw in a little sports note here because free agency in the NFL has started. Woohoo! And I know some of you care because politics is like sports and sports is like politics. And sometimes you have a foot in each. Plus we do the nail the score thing. So just to keep you up to date, the Broncos have been talking about a possible trade with, you know, the Jets and who knows. And there are a couple of other elements, but Romo actually put on his Instagram, thanks for everything, Cowboy Nation. So wise of him to do that. And the surprising thing is Brock Osweiler was dumped by the Texans. He's a Cleveland Brown now. Cleveland Brown? So go figure. There's been some crazy things that have happened, a crazy kind of almost, as somebody described to me, an NBA kind of deal with the Cleveland Browns that made it expensive with the Texans for an expensive quarterback. Neither team wanted in the deal, so, you know, next thing you know, there's a big switch that happens, and Brock Osweiler to the Browns, and as somebody said to me, that's for now. So they got rid of that four-year, $72 million mistake, and they only take a $10 million cap hit. See how similar? There's anger, there's issues, and there's money involved. Very much like politics. So what did WAPO have to say today? WAPO is the paper of record in Washington, of course, the Washington Post, and they put out the Trump tweets all the time. They had a glossary of the terms Trump and Steve Bannon use that they published, the language that they use between them, and they had a bubble of Donald Trump, of words around him. So they had things like fake news, radical Islamic terrorism, enemy of the people, American carnage, and talked about the different words that are thrown around that are very different from past administrations. And that, you know, so it's a whole different feel coming out of the Oval Office compared to what it was in the, you know, in the past. Whether, you know, we're talking about just a blizzard of change or whatever it is, but it's almost like they're going back in the way back machine and citing some interesting things. And protectionism is what the buzzword seems to be around D.C. and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, really. It's that. So meaning using taxes or tariffs and government action to press companies to bring offshore jobs back home and make their goods here. And you heard the reaction to what I mentioned about taxes earlier, corporate taxes. So a lot of economists and some that we've had on the show say the idea of economic nationalism is, you know, ridiculous. And saying that really it's automation, robots in other words, more than globalization, the rest of the world, that's reduced the supply of manufacturing jobs. And that's just, this is just a tool with the taxes. And this is something that we've seen happen over the, beyond the decades, over the centuries. Vladimir Lenin, as the Washington Post quoted, used the term as a basis for political opponents, collaring political opponents, especially landowners and capitalists, and bringing them before the Revolutionary Court. This is the Washington Post talking about it. In Russia, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev eliminated it completely from the language because it had been specifically introduced for the purpose of physically annihilating the people who oppose the government. So that term, that protectionism term, is an ugly word in past centuries because of the way it has been used, and this is what the gist of the Washington Post article was about. And remember, one of the things Trump said
when he was campaigning that voters face a choice between Americanism and her corrupt globalism. And that was supposed to connotate jobs being shipped out of the United States, out of control immigration, and an internal group of political and financial leaders, so-called elites, who profit off of a world economy at the cost of jobs, good jobs, and wages for the average Joe, the middle-class Americans. In trying to get elected, those in Congress over the past couple of years who have supported the world movement toward closer economic ties with other nations say globalism is not an insult, but an aspiration. So remember, during, again, the campaign, the whole idea was that the global conspiracy, that bankers were going to destroy the U.S. sovereignty. So isn't it interesting? Because remember, the term that many of you have certainly heard is the New World Order. Economic alliances, which many in the conspiracy theory business believe is very true, see it as the conspiracy against the working people. So pay attention. I think it was kind of interesting. Pay attention to the language, because it's a different kind of language, but it's one we heard a little bit through the campaign. For sure. In this changing of the guard. And I got an email here. We've got an email segment coming up in our next hour, but I got a couple of emails because this just happened, so bang, a lot of you were on this. I got this one from Jennifer, who says, Kate, did you hear about the South Korean president? And I did. Here's what the deal was. There was this bribery scandal that was brewing. So it could change the direction of South Korea, right? South Korea's constitutional court upheld a parliamentary motion to dismiss the president from office over her role in corruption and influencing peddle. It's been a big scandal. So President Park could now face criminal charges, and elections for a new president have to be held within 60 days. So who's the new president? Who's that going to be? And we, of course, have so many troops on that border between North Korea and South Korea, so we care as to what happens in South Korea. You know, there was that push to pull out of Korea altogether. Like, why so many troops there? How long have we been there? I don't think now, right now, with this happening, there would be a troop pullout. But there has been discussion of it happening. A discussion of why are we investing all that money? Well, it's something, you know, when something happens and you've done it for how many years? For a very long time. And then all of a sudden you pull the plug on it. What do you think would happen? I mean, there's the question. If you pull the plug on the troops, basically acting as a wall, I'll call it, for South Korea, what would happen to South Korea? Would South Korea still stand, survive, and thrive, or would it crumble? And would Kim Jong-un do his best to unite Korea under him, and would it be possible to do that? So would we be crazy to ever really entertain leaving? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
No one likes this bill. Hospitals, doctors, governors, conservatives, liberals, nonpartisan groups, and most of all, the people who will no longer have affordable health care.
He believes that this bill encompasses the best of ideas and the best way forward. But again, we're going to let the process work its will through the House and then subsequently through the Senate. And if members have ideas, we want to hear them, want them to be part of it.
There, if anyone has any ideas, as he said, we want to hear them. And you heard Schumer before saying, forget it, they're kicking affordable health care to the curb. What say you? You know it's wide open. The floor is 855-266-2283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey, Kate, can you hear me now?
I got you, brother.
You know, that South Korean thing that you were talking about, the South Korean president being taken out of office.
Right.
And possibly going to jail. I tell you what, Barack Obama's not going to be sleeping too well the next couple of months because he's no longer in office. And the stuff that is coming out about him could land anybody in jail. It may not, because the Republicans may not want to, you know, get the focus away from their agenda. You know, that,
right.
That's probably, you know, in favor of Barack Obama. But, you know, I really wanted to talk about the agenda, the Trump agenda, You know, it, there's something missing. There's something missing. You know, it's like, you're eating a meal, but there's some ingredient that's missing that you, gosh, what didn't I put in there, right? You know, or, you know, what could I have added? There's something missing to this agenda. You know, the people sense it. You know, you've been involved with sports for a long time, with the Dallas Cowboys also. You know, when somebody's playing at the NFL level, to get there, you know, they didn't just come up with a plan and then boom, you know. I mean, they had to make the high school team, you know. Then they had to go to college, make the college team, be a standout on the college. And then if they were really, really, really lucky, they got to try out for an NFL team and then maybe become a starter, okay, and maybe play for a few years. You know that. And you know what's missing is no one is talking about the sacrifice that you need to get to become great again, to become a leader in anything. But I mean, let's talk about sports. You know, you've seen starting quarterbacks, you've seen starting linemen, you know, starting linebackers, and you must know the incredible sacrifice that they have made all those years. And no one is talking about the sacrifice that the American people have to make this country great again and to help the world, you know, because when America's great, the world is great.
But yeah,
you can't do that by just, you know, coming out with really interesting plans and little tax plans and immigration plans and how we're going to do this on defense. It has to have the ingredients of sacrifice and hard work. If you don't have those two things in there, you know, you can have the best workout plan in the world, but if you go to the YMCA and you're eating a pizza while you're on the jogging machine.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, not losing weight.
And, yeah, you know, it's, and no one is talking about that. You know, they're talking about Obamacare, Trump care, and everything's going to be great, and, you know, but, you know, a test, I believe, is going to be the debt ceiling. Because talk is cheap. But the debt ceiling is not. You can use that if you want. That sounds pretty good right there.
It does sound good, yeah. The debt ceiling is not.
No, and you know, I mean, the Republicans got the House, the Senate, the White House. So let's see what happens. Are they going to raise the debt ceiling again? Because you know what? Any six-year-old kid can come out with a balanced budget and fund everything if he can just raise the debt ceiling and print more money. That's
right.
Not difficult at all. Okay?
Right.
And so, you know, difficulty is dealing with the money that you have, making sacrifices. If Trump would get out there and get on his bully pulpit and say, you know what, we also have to sacrifice. You know, we also have to understand we need to cut back personally in our personal lives. That'd be tough for him because he's a billionaire, you know?
Right.
But I think people want him to be honest, and I think that they like the way he's doing things. But you got to be telling the people that the main ingredient in this recovery is going to be sacrifice and hard work. Trump is not going to be able to wave a magic wand, and if he does, it'll be because he's printing money, and that's not going to be the answer. That's how we got to be number one. So anyway,
I agree.
You know, maybe you got some stories on the incredible sacrifices that you've seen NFL stars do, and I'd like to listen to that. Anyway, have a good night.
Yeah, Tomas, you made some excellent, excellent points. Thank you. Thank you for hanging on. And you're right. These are the analogies. He's making the leap, like I said, between politics and sports. If you wanted to do that, there's other directions you could go. But certainly that is the case. You know, when you talk about the debt ceiling, like raising the debt ceiling, in a different way, it's think of like the salary cap. The reason the salary cap was put in place was partially, parity will be so much better for the league, so then the smaller markets won't be strangled off because they have the opportunity to perhaps still play the free agent market. They just have to balance their budget. Get it? They got to balance their budget, and if they can do that, then it works. Because here's the salary cap. Every team has to be cognizant of the salary cap. It makes perfect sense when you look at what's happening economically with us as a nation, and talking about the debt ceiling, and talking about corporate tax, and talking about manufacturing jobs, and talking about the other elements of manufacturing with robots. It is like sports, and sticking with the NFL analogy of how are costs being lowered, how's money being made. There isn't a mint underneath every single stadium where you can just print the money, although the NFL owners, I'm sure, would certainly like that. So the discussions are always there about, could we add more games to the season, and then the players would want more money, and there would be the gains and the losses, because we've seen players get injured. Tony Romo is the perfect example, since he was injured in a preseason game, a game that didn't even matter, but knocked him out long enough for a rookie to be spectacular and take his job. There's a message in that somewhere, without a doubt. So as we say goodbye for this hour of America tonight, what weighs heavily on my mind continues to be the smoke machine that is churning 24/7 out of the Capitol. Because remember, it comes down to still the three branches of government. We have a legislative branch. They have to sign off on certain bills. And they do ultimately hold the purse string, so to speak. So when we talk about health care, when we talk about funding for a wall, for example, when we talk about the debt ceiling, it does come back down and pour down the street from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue all the way to the Capitol, because there are massive decisions to be made there. Thanks so much for the support. Appreciate you listening to America Tonight.
Ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start